You are closer to the end of this very difficult time than you may think. It has been so long that, of course, it feels like it is going on forever, but it is not. There is going to be a break here. We would like you to contemplate something because we think you may find it useful later. And here is what we would like you to contemplate. If I could live and contribute in a new world, what would that look like and how would I feel? You see, because we are not yet to the point where all of the information is available, this is an exceedingly good time to expand your ability to dream your own life. Let us say it again, to dream your own life. We understand that what comes up with that, and this is what we would like you to, shall we say, clean up a little bit, is a fear of doing that. And this is such an interesting human fear. What if I dream a new life and I do not get it? This is one of the oldest things that has been imposed on woman's consciousness and has really held woman back, particularly when it is actually time to dream your creation. So we would like to remind you of the mother's teaching on this. And the mother's teaching is, dream. Make a decision and move on it. And whatever decision you have made, I will take it and make it rich and full and true for you. That is the way of the mother. She is saying, you do not have to control everything. You do not have to have everything done perfectly. You do not have to have it that way. But it is really not a good time not to dream because you have a free space here. Since you cannot move directly, some of you can a bit, into the creation of your dream, then let us make that dream bigger. Let us make it more expansive. If you can dream a world you would like to be in and contribute to, what would that feel like? What would that look like? Now, here is the beauty of creating on the mother's law. You do not need to be perfect about this. You do not need to have every detail in place. But you certainly do not need to be afraid of the world because the universe is bigger than the world and your alliance is with the universe. So as we are looking into this time and a time still a way to go but not too far away, we want you to be full of your dream, but not afraid. And every detail does not have to be exactly as it is going to be, but there needs to be enough energy around your dream so that the mother can dream with you. And here is the beauty of the alliance. Your dream, you are of the mother, you are her child. And you dream and she dreams. And with her power, her spiritual power, and your power on the earth to manifest, there are beautiful, beautiful things that can be born this very minute. So in your musings, be sure that you stop and allow yourself enough time to expand your dreams. Now, we spoke, of course, of one of the imposed fears, What if it does not turn out the way that I thought? And we want to tell you that the mother knows you and knows the world and knows the time. And what if the mother gives you something even better than the dream you dreamed? You see, there are, if we step out of lack and fear, then we are able to open to something powerful and expansive. And we do not have to control every turn in the road. We only need to be in alignment with ourselves, with the universe, and to allow that union to make your life beautiful. So we are going to take a little time and speak of this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away what may have gathered in the field around you. Let it wash away the fear. Let it wash away anything that would make you small when you are so beautiful and abundant. Feel a golden light above your head and let the crown open and the golden light pour into your body. When the crown opens, say, I am open to the gifts of the universe, and they are good and I am good. And feel that crown open and the golden light pour in. Let the golden light touch your third eye. And feel the third eye open and become clear and wise and intuitive. And watch the third eye expand like the opening of a fan. And let the golden light flow into your throat. And open the communication center to the golden light so that what is spoken to yourself, to others, is golden, high, wise, warm, full of loving kindness. Feel the golden light flow through your body and into the heart center. And feel the garden in your heart, happy for the golden light, taking it in for nurturance, for learning, for growing. Let it take in that golden light so that there is a place to make the dream. Let the golden light flow through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace all the emotions, even the emotions that you may think protect you in their negativity. Let the golden light displace them from your field. And feel that part of the dream you create is the way you feel. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light relieve the second center of all judgment, all shame, all worry. Feel that flowing out of your body. And watch the golden light create the waterfall of purification. The energy that flows there, that allows you to feel, experience, and relieve yourself of anything you do not wish to hold. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light in the root prepare a center that supports your dream, supports it in spirit and in reality of the earth. And feel that root matching your heart, matching your love and your joy. And feel that golden light flow and touch every chakra, making a union with the earth and with spirit and complete fullness in you. Move your attention into your heart center. And see a place where water is flowing. And drink from the water to refresh your spirit. And rest in the water. Let it take away your burden and your worry and wash it away. And see that the blue flame burns in your heart, the flame that does not hurt you, but that transforms anything that needs transforming. And look in front of you and see that there is a pot of golden coins. And in the coins, there are some darker coins. Choose one of those darker coins. You may know what it is about, but perhaps you don't. It does not matter. But take that coin and put it into the blue flame. And watch the power of the blue flame as it changes that dark coin. And look into the flame and see what the coin has become. Rest the mind, simply know. Now choose one more coin, a darker coin, and pull it from the golden coins. You may know about it, you may not, it does not matter. Place it in the blue flame and watch the power of the blue flame transmute the coin you've placed there. Now look into the blue flame and see what has been transmuted. See what is there. Now let the golden light fill your heart center. And feel your heart expanding. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance. and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,